We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And our next guest is one of us as well. He is an Academy Award winning actor, but he's also a Boston native. And Casey Affleck is with us. It's good to see you. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for taking the time to come by here. I love the locals, like Maria, like you. I don't have to talk to you guys about the Jimmy Fund. You guys know what this is all about.
Oh, yeah. We grew up knowing what the Jimmy Fund was. And when I was really little, I thought it had something to do with Jim Rice. But I, and you start to figure things out. And it's definitely been it's something that everyone who grows up in this area knows about.
So before we start talking about all this, I got to figure out, okay, how you doing? First of all, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks.
Good, good, good. All right. And I'm wondering, do you have a card that says "Best Actor"? Do you put it on your voicemail? Hey, wait. Sorry, yeah, Rich Casey. You know, by the way, I don't know if you saw Manchester by the Sea or won Best Actor, but you know, leave a message and I might call you back or have my people call you back.
That's a good idea. I should get a card. I didn't have a card before, so now I feel like it would be a little weird to have one after. But they do give you a little metal trophy, so you get to keep that thing, and which I gave to my kids. And
Where do your kids have it? Are they playing with it right now? Are they playing like an action figure or something like that?
I found it a couple of weeks later in like the corner of the room with a wet towel on it, so I took it back.
So now, what was that like, though? Seriously, congratulations. And just the whole process of going through that, of filming the movie, putting all your work into it, and then hearing your name called on the biggest stage. I just wonder what that was like for you.
It was a little bit surreal. It really wasn't something I was expecting. I grew up watching Denzel Washington and all these other people who had been nominated, and I just thought they should have won. But it was a little bit of a surprise. And but it's a great group of people, and when you look out on the stage, you see all those faces. It really was it was an honor. But I got to say, this is a much bigger honor being here, and I mean that. And throwing out the first pitch at the game. I used to work at Fenway Park, and it was the only way I'd get to see games was sneaking in. You know, we worked outside and we jumped the turnstile and we'd watch a few innings. And so being here tonight is a really big deal, and I can't think of a better occasion to be here for than the Jimmy Fund.
How many first pitches have you had under your belt in your career? Any?
You've never
thrown out a first pitch? Not just here, anywhere.
Anywhere, no.
Are you nervous?
I once threw out one pitch and got yanked from the game in Little League. I don't know if that counts as...
It would have happened at the Red Sox game Sunday night, too, if John had been able to yank his pitcher when he wanted to.
Have you been practicing this? Do you have any strategy? What are you going to do?
I feel ready. My arm was probably more ready when I was 12 years old, but the rest of me feels prepared. My heart's in it, and wherever the ball goes, I'll be happy with it.
You know, Casey, one of us, I'm not saying any names, but one of us has thrown out a first pitch here and bounced it.
I did bounce.
So if you want advice on what to
me.
Do.
Yeah.
What was your excuse? You're not used to the mound?
I had
or what?
None. I mean, it was just I choked. That was all. I just choked.
People in the crowd are just being disrespectful. You couldn't focus.
You guys are just trying to get in my head right now.
Not at all.
Now, do you get a chance to follow the fortunes of this team all summer long? I mean, you're working, you're busy usually, but you get to follow along and see how they're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. I watch whenever I can and follow when I can. And I love the Red Sox. I mean, it's really my favorite team. I was trying to describe to somebody what it meant, the Red Sox and the Bruins and the Pats and everything, to people who grew up here. There's no doubt it's the best sports city in the world. And the equation is that if you count up the banners and the rings and the cups and the multiply that by the amount of love that the people here have for their teams, that's the equation, and Boston wins. So whether I follow every game, you know, through the summer or not, they're in my heart.
I'm going to ask you an unfair question. It's tough. You got a lot to choose from here. All the championships the Boston sports teams have won in the 21st century. What is your favorite one?
2004,
just because, I mean, I want to hear you. I won't give you the answer.
I had never seen a World Series. you know, I had never never seen them win, and my son had just been born, and I just felt like everything was turning around. I was like, I got a kid, the Sox win, it's going to be finally reach that point in my life where all the good things start happening. Then my kid became a teenager, and the Sox started losing a little bit again.
Now, the Dunkin' Donuts commercial spot on SNL, how much of that was your idea? Was that written already for you, or did you? I feel like you probably had a lot of ideas for that.
I had a lifetime of ideas for that. You know?
I was going to say, was that you?
Those writers are great, and yeah. Everyone in SNL, they have a lot of good ideas of their own, as you might imagine. But I showed up, and they said, like, we're thinking about doing something maybe set in Dunkin' Donuts. Do you have any ideas, things that might happen there, characters you might meet? I said, I got one or two. Anyway, let's give it a shot.
That might be the.
That was amazing.
I was telling you, that made one of my favorite SNL skits ever. I mean, just like some of the nonverbal stuff that was happening.
When you're
there.
Smoking outside, you're standing inside smoking outside. I laugh every single time I see that. It's amazing. Right.
You know, after he did that, Dunkin' Donuts sent me a gift card of $50.
Oh, good.
Nice.
Only 50?
Only 50. I said, if you guys knew how much money I'd spent at Dunkin' Donuts over the years, right. Now you're going to send me a $50 gift card.
They should have sent you more just for the shot at Starbucks at the end. That's worth at least a $200 gift card. Come on.
Now, I will tell you a true story. You probably don't know this, but there was an Affleck who stuck Dale and Holly in a movie once. Our voices.
Yeah, these two guys.
Our voices. They did use a piece of this talk show.
In the town.
In the town.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and Ben had wrote to the radio station. He had heard us talking, and he knew exactly which part he wanted and what we were talking about. And it's a very short, but don't blink, because you'll miss
seconds.
Us. It's about 7 seconds.
It? 7 seconds.
But we're in it.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you have to audition for it?
No, they just asked for the... We did get paid, though.
Son of a gun. He made me audition for one of his
We got
movies.
Paid, though. We didn't do anything. Fair. We got paid anyway.
But I feel like the movie wouldn't have been the same without those combined, like, 14 seconds. You know, I think the movie would have gone
That's
in another
true.
Direction.
You took it over the edge there.
Yeah. Now, there's a rumor. Now, I'm sure you don't like being asked about your brother, but there's a rumor that he is not going to be in the standalone Batman movie. I thought he was a tremendous Batman. I don't know if you have any insight on that.
I thought he was an okay Batman. I don't know. he was great. He was great. He's a hero, so he had something to channel and work with there. But he's not going to do that movie, I don't think.
Breaking news.
Say.
You broke my heart.
Is that breaking news? I was just going to make that up.
I will take it. I heard it from Casey Affleck. I'm going to tweet that out. I heard it here first. That is sad news. I don't know if I'm going to be able to recover, but okay, fine. I thought he was very good. Would you like to maybe take his place?
I don't think so.
What about superhero movies? Would you get in on one of those? That's where the money is.
They're all taken. Now the superhero movies that are coming out, like guys you never heard of, and the Swamp Thing, and you just... No, maybe if they found one for me, right. Make the kids happy.
What's your experience like when you're here in terms of being recognized? I mean, is it strange? Do people come up to you and say, hey, or is it just... Hey, here's a guy. He's from here. We're just going to give him his space.
That doesn't happen a
lot. That doesn't happen?
Here's a guy. I'm going to give him his space. But, you know, it varies, I guess. Most people are great about it. I've shot a few movies here, so the experience working here is more or less that you get a very warm, friendly reception on day one of shooting and on day two of shooting. People are hanging around the edge of set going like, you think you're special, guy? Hey, guy, you think you're special? Go back to Hollywood. So I like to just soak it in on day one and try to ignore it on day two.
Well, I do want to say, I want to pat myself on the back because I saw you out one time. My wife saw you first. We saw you in Cambridge at a Chinese restaurant. So we're walking out at this Chinese restaurant, and my wife says, by the way, we were like 2 minutes away. That was Casey Affleck. I turned around. Let me go. Jump on him. Come here. So, yeah, but it was just like you had gone in and got your food and you walked out and you're walking around Cambridge like it was no big deal. I was thinking, well, that must be cool. But you're telling me that was just an average.
No, most of the time nobody recognizes me is the truth. I mean, I just walked right over here. And I think I saw one guy go like, was that Casey? And then he kind of carried on.
Let me tell him something.
He didn't break his stride. He was like, I think it was Casey.
What's next? What do you got working on now?
I have a movie coming out with none other than Roy Hobbs, Robert Redford himself, and called The Old Man and the Gun. It'll be out sometime next year.
What about the ghost story? I was reading about this. Are you wearing a sheet while you were filming this?
Is that true?
That's true.
I guess you didn't see it.
Not yet. I'm on it. It's in my queue.
Not yet.
What was that like?
That was a lot of fun. Sometimes, you know, you get tired, you can slip the other guy under the sheet and go take a break. It was a sort of a really beautiful little movie, but yeah, I play someone who dies, you know, a quarter way into the movie, and then he's a ghost, and they decided to do it just under a sheet, which was fine with me.
You going to go warm up at all before you throw tonight? You're going to...
I mean, I don't want to be one of those guys who bounces it. You know?
No,
I mean,
no.
We already know what it
goes. Those are the worst kind of guys.
No, I don't think they're going to let me warm up.
Maybe they got to let you do cold. Something. Yeah. Well, we'll be watching because I was going to go home, but I'm going to hang around now just to see first pitch to see if somebody else bounces it. Probably not.
And you're used to this. The music playing, it's like they do it to Oscars, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're playing you off.
Time, you know, like, oh, here comes the music. They're telling us to get out of here.
Casey, thank you so much for coming by here and loaning your presence to all of this, and we really appreciate it.
And for the breaking news. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Casey Affleck joining us. We're going to continue on. The phone number.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.